coming at you from Scratch Wolf Studio. It's that time again to reach across the internet. It's your very favorite Werewolf the Apocalypse podcast. As always, I'm your host, Porter. And to my left, a man that I have said a lot of things about and has had a lot of nicknames. But today is just Danny. What's up, man?
Hey, everybody. And hey, brother.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, recording day.
Right.
Fucking love it.
Like how we didn't use the pre-recorded. I haven't done it. A little behind the scenes, folks, is we put the intro, and I don't know if you can tell, because it's been pretty seamless. I think.
A few of them.
I think maybe one or two. But here's the thing is, you know, like I have since episode one been doing that live.
Pretty damn close, yeah.
Yeah, and then we got the soundboard, and eventually we recorded the beginning. It took at least 6 months.
I think we've only had this intro for a month and a half.
Oh, it's been longer than that. Your sense of time's fucked up.
Oh, it's just because of the episodes and the different release days. And
maybe a month and a half's worth of episodes.
We'll take that. A month and a half worth of episodes.
But like, it's been like several months.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's been the pre, but you know, I felt like doing it live again today.
Feel good?
Yeah. It was nice to do.
Yeah, we got a couple other sound bites, we'll call them, but those aren't for air.
I mean, one of them was in the postmortem.
Yes, it was. And congratulations to the backers, because you're the only ones who will ever hear that.
Danny?
Ever. No, don't you fucking dare.
Is a pretty good guy.
Thank you. That I appreciate.
No, yeah, but hey, it's time for another episode of Rage Across the Internet, but not a regular episode.
No.
You know, a year ago, more or less.
Yeah, well.
Roundabout, we aired an episode called A Little Something Different, where Danny and I just kind of did whatever the fuck we wanted to, and just kind of bullshat for 2 hours. And I'll tell you what, that's what's going to happen today. We have decided that, like, once a year, we're allowed to throw one for nothing and just do whatever the fuck we want. We have microphones, and you can't stop us. So, like, if you were really excited for an in-depth look at something about Werewolf, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Or next week, depending on...
Well, no, because it's going to be an actual play.
I mean, it should.
Well, now it's going to have to be an actual play, goddammit. We got to get our schedule back going.
Yeah, our schedule got a little wonky.
You guys were here, you know. So, yeah, well, you know, if you want the Werewolf thing, hey, fucking see you in 2 weeks. We'll be back at it like normal, but we felt like we wanted to throw one for nothing today and just fucking hang out.
I mean, I'm sure we can talk about Werewolf, but not.
And we might. Who knows? We didn't plan this. We just decided we were going to do one of these, and we're going to do one of these once a year, probably.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, because we just want to.
Want to know something funny about it? The last one, it was right after Labor Day.
Okay. Why is that funny?
The fact that I remember that.
Well, no, I'd expect you to remember. You get a fucking encyclopedic knowledge of our episode. You are the fucking archivist of our AI.
Kind of.
Rage Archivist International.
What? Oh, something like that.
Well, I mean, you do the editing, so you remember this shit way better. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened last week. I don't remember what we fucking talked about. I don't listen to the shit that comes out of my mouth. Are you kidding me? You're welcome. That was for you guys. But no, I, you know, cause for me, I'm just talking to my fucking friends.
Yeah.
So like, I don't retain this shit cause it's just a casual conversation to me.
Which is always nice, but yeah, then I have to go listen to it several more times.
Exactly. So it gets burned, and you would think, you'd think you'd listen.
Side note.
You're like, which one's a Shadow Lord? I'm like, motherfucker, did you listen to that 6 times? How do you not know that?
I have really bad short-term memory.
But you will remember the fucking...
Yeah, but like if it makes it past short-term memory, I'll remember it forever. Yeah, there's only certain things.
Your mind is a goddamn anomaly, but it's great.
Thank you.
That's for you, man. Jesus.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I retain, like it's random what stays and what doesn't. It's weird.
Well, it's like on the other hand, like over here, and like it's the contrast, because like me, if I'm paying attention, mm-hmm. I'm going to remember it.
Well, sure.
Like 98% retention, as long as I'm paying attention.
Yes.
The problem is...
I think I know where you're going.
Right, like I don't... Especially lately, I got a lot of things going on, so if something has my full attention, it's a fucking miracle.
Yeah, that was pretty spot on, but whatever. Yeah. There's so much going on recently and lately that it's what's going to hold your attention for those few minutes.
Right, and like I hate to put it this way, mm-hmm. but it's honest, and I think that's important, is that sometimes it's like, hey, but we talked about, like, oh no, I wasn't listening. And like, I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I was handicapping the odds of this happening, or I was working on this over here, or, you know, I had a neat idea for something in a story, and that grabbed my attention, and you just were, like, making Charlie Brown noises in the background to me, and I apologize, but there's just reality. Right? Like, maybe I just wasn't paying attention. And, like, you know, I don't want to say that at the time, because, you know, it's like, I don't want to fucking shut you down. It's like I was talking to Grant about something the other day.
Are we going to make fun of Grant again? Because he's probably not listening.
Oh, Grant's definitely not listening. But Grant will be here shortly. Not in this physical location.
Unfortunately.
But we're recording, obviously, we record more than one episodes at a time. Usually.
Usually. Depends what day it is.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, so the next one will have Grant in it, everybody.
Spoiler.
Right? But yeah, I was talking to him about something, and I'm just being a complete fucking... And I don't mean to, I'm just naysaying the whole planet.
Because something else had your attention, and you were trying to deal with that.
Right? And I'm, like, so mad, and I'm like, and I realize I'm doing it. I'm like, okay, hold on, though. I'm like, time out.
Oh, once you realize you were doing it,
yeah.
You look back, and like, oh, I was an asshole. Oops.
Well, like, the conversation was going on actively. And I'm just like, what the fuck is, what do you, like, stop. Okay, hold on. Nope. Let's rephrase this. I did not mean to turn into, what was the name? What's the name of the horse from Winnie Poop? Winnie the Poop.
The what? The horse?
The horse. The blue horse.
I thought he was a donkey. Eeyore?
Sure. Is it a donkey? I don't know. It's named after feces. I never got into it as a kid.
Oh, Winnie the Pooh. Okay. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, a little fecal bear.
Yes.
Right?
Sure. Yeah. Eeyore.
Is the horse.
Sure.
Donkey.
Donkey horse.
Okay, what? Yeah. I mean,
sure.
I don't know, is my point. I'm not versed in the Disney fecal universe. I don't know these characters. So I apologize, but the donkey, mm-hmm. not the horse.
Yeah.
He was, like, depressed and, like, shitty all the time, right? Yes. He was, like, the naysayer guy?
Yeah.
Ha! Naysay! Because horse! Oh. I mean, donkey!
Oh, okay. Ha, 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 ha.
I don't like this bit. This was all a bit.
Oh, man.
And I'm three quarters through it, and I'm like, I reject it. We're, like, 75% done, and I don't want any of it.
I was going to say, where are you going with this?
Yeah, see? It was a failed bit, but I was, you know, sorry. Even though we were talking about now, all that shit gets scrapped. I ruined
something
the whole day.
Something with Grant and what you were saying, and you really weren't 100% sure what you were saying, but it was Grant, and we know he's not listening anyway.
I'm going to roll it all back. Fuck it. That's the thing, though. It's like I have to be paying attention. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much shit going on now. It's like I'm never... If something has my undivided attention, fucking bully.
Yeah.
But, you know, I hate to sit there and go, sorry, man, I wasn't listening. Because, like, I don't want to bum anybody out. But sometimes that's just how it is.
I get it.
I think it's funny on game night, you can really tell.
Oh, yeah, I just don't say anything because I feel bad.
Like, someone's like, hey, Porter, I got a question. And then there's a pause. And then I'm like, well, yeah, it's a good way to think. And then you can, like, I'm just saying words and they don't mean fucking anything. Cause like I'm being chased by the hillbilly and like I don't.
I was gonna say, yeah, clearly he's gonna take a second here to answer that. He's kind of in the middle of something.
Right. But like I was in the middle of something when the question was asked. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know what was asked of me, but I don't want to admit it. So I'll just try to fill with random garbage.
Well, see, what you want to do here...
No, it's a good take, but I think, you know, the interesting thing is... You know, trail off like something else has happened in the game. Like, oops, I guess I just forgot to come back to it because I was never in it to begin with.
Oops.
Sorry, everyone, on game night when that happens and it's blatantly obvious.
Oh, I don't know if it's blatantly obvious.
Well, it is now. It's just now. Fucking the jig's up. Spoiler alert, guys. If that happens, just fucking understand I'm not trying to blow you off. I just wasn't paying attention. And just, like, ask again.
Yeah,
just be like, hey, man, like, I know, here it is. Because, like, I want to answer your question. I got distracted and wasn't listening.
Well, that's because it's game night.
I mean, sure.
We love game night.
I do love game night. Why? Yeah. I like hanging out.
Yeah, and, like, we can throw that in there real quick.
Sure. Yeah. You know, Wednesday nights, we do the open game. And that's for everybody. No, we do, you know, we're gaming. We're video gaming. You know, it's not...
Yeah, if people have walked in, oh, can I watch you in this game? Like, well, yeah, well, yeah, but, open. Yeah. But they're like, oh, it's not Werewolf.
Exactly. Like, no, we're playing video games and hanging out. The whole inception of it, you know, because it came from one of our listeners who just thought it would be a good thing for the community to have people hang out and do stuff together and get to know each other. I thought it was a great idea. I endorsed it.
Awesome idea.
Right. And then that person pawned it off on someone else.
And got pawned again.
Right. And then it got pawned off on me. And... Now we play Dead by Daylight on Wednesdays.
Mostly.
Which not everyone loves, but here's the thing, is if I'm running it, we're playing what I want.
Yeah, I was to say, and
it's not necessarily like a my way or the highway thing. You know, it's not like I'll turn this car around. This is what I want to do. So like, if you want to run game night.
Yeah, there you go.
That's fine. Like, I'm not upset about that, because sometimes I don't feel like showing up.
I mean, if you had the bad,
yeah, that's it. The thing is, you know, like, you have a long day or something, or you're in a bad mood or something shitty just happened, or you got a headache. Right. But like, now I have to host this.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what I want. I have to be there.
Or we look at the last one. We had to do an impromptu recording for the post-mortem.
Yes. And so thank you, Splats, for doing that.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the thing is, like, if someone else were to run it, I wouldn't feel obligated to have to be there from start to finish every fucking week.
Right.
And it's nice to hang out, but yeah, sometimes you're just not in a good mood. And like, who wants to fucking...
Yeah.
You know, if like you're in a bad mood, it's like, hey, everyone, Porter's in a shitty mood. Won't this be fun?
Right. Yeah, we love hanging out, but like, you know, I get it too. It's
like, we're only human, man. Shit.
Right. Yeah. If I'm having a shitty day, it's like, oh, I could go hang out with these friends all at game night. But, like, what if I'm a real big asshole and they're no longer want to be my friends?
Or someone new shows up and they don't know that you're just having a day.
Right.
You know? Yeah, like, a lot of, like, the regulars, they end up like, hey, it's okay, yeah. Porter's having a day, Danny's having a day, this shit happens, we get it.
Well, we're doing it every
week. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing it every week. They, especially the ones who come every single week, they know, they can tell.
Yeah. So we're all human and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be... like a person. I'm going to let you guys know that.
Unless you're playing Werewolf, and then it's not okay, because they're an antagonistic force.
We brought it around. Look at that. Topical.
You're welcome.
Well, no, I think that's a thing out there. You know, you make a mistake, and the whole internet will find that mistake and try to ruin your life over it. Like, no, it's okay to be human. Just fuck those people. It's fine. We all have bad days. It's okay. You know, I mean, I've said this for years, and you can back me up on this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, is that everybody fucks up every now and then.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I know what you're about to say.
Well, exactly. And I know you, because it's important, right? I think.
Yes.
You know, everyone fucks up every now and then. The trick is, right, when it's your turn to fuck up, or when it's someone else's, rather, you know, like if Danny fucks up, the trick here is to treat Danny like I want to be treated when it's my turn to fuck up.
Because everybody will fuck up.
Yes. Then it's going to be your turn at some point. And do you want people to, like, freak out and get the pitchforks and torches? Or do you want a situation where Danny goes, hey, man, I fucked up. I'm sorry. And I go, hey, okay.
Yeah. It's
Which one do you want it to be?
I mean, there's not much more than that.
Right? It really is that simple. Well,
it should be that simple.
It is. You just, people don't let it be.
Right. And that's kind of the point. Yeah. Is we all fuck up. And yeah, it's, we know. I fucked up, you fucked up, and yes, It's, oh, fuck, he's fucked up. All right, but, you know, he treated me, and he was accepting of the apology. I can do the same.
Yeah, like, is it sincere? Are you trying to make, did you try to make it right?
Those are all factors, but as a friend, as a brother, it's going to fucking happen.
Sure. Just as humans.
Yeah.
Fucking ease off, everybody.
Ease off.
Shit.
Fuck you, internet. Ease off just a little bit.
No, I mean, it's a thing, you know?
Yeah, people don't let shit go.
No. And you can't disagree anymore.
No.
This is a thing we see.
Day in, day out.
Right. Like we've lost some people on the Discord. Yeah. Because it's that fucking W5 chat.
Yeah.
You know, it's because people disagree and people are passionate. So sometimes they argue hard, you know? And like, I've had people come to me going, hey, I don't like this guy's opinion. You should delete his posts and or ban him. People have come to me with that. And it's like, that's not going to happen.
No.
You know,
they weren't disrespectful to you or to anybody else. It was just, it's their opinion about a thing somebody else said about a different thing.
And like, it doesn't matter.
No.
How you feel about, like, and we're going to use W5's issue. Like, it doesn't matter. Because that's not, first of all, you are not.
That thing.
You are not your opinion on Werewolf 5. There's more to you as a human being than that. Mm-hmm. And that's true about any goddamn thing, right? We're fucking onions here. There's just complicated. We're fucking, you know. But
we're fucking onions.
Yeah, there's layers, man.
I know.
But here's the thing, right? Like, I mean, there's that. So first of all, there's that. Like, we're more than that. And like, that's why, like, I mean, I muted that channel forever ago.
Yeah, so did I.
I won't go in there. I get irritated. I mean, I'll go in there every now and then.
We got to make sure. Yeah, we got to make sure people aren't yelling at each other.
Well, we have some fucking... I look at CJ, I look at Arson, mm-hmm. who are in there fucking keeping an eye every, you know, so thank you. Shout out, you guys kick ass. But, you know, I'll rarely peek my head in there. Because, like, I'll get irritated because I'm passionate about it. I'll get irritated. I don't want to be irritated.
I know.
But here's the thing, and I mean, that's the trick, though. I just don't go in that room.
Right. It's simple.
You could just not go. And, like, I'd rather spend my time, like, in our assembly area just casually chatting with our listeners and fucking having a good time.
Yeah. It's way easier to chat and bullshit and have fun with the listeners rather than try and argue a point.
Or yeah, do something you know is going to irritate you.
Yeah, it's why, like, would you do that?
Right? It's like, but you don't, like, you know, again, I don't like his opinion on this. Well, then don't talk to him about it. Simple. And that could be the end. And instead, no one gets silenced. Just don't fight with him then.
Yeah.
You have a lot of rooms. You just hang out somewhere else.
It's happened on several occasions with several people, and that's...
And it's a shame, because you hate to see people go, but...
And you hate to see the arguments, but, like, hey, we're all friends.
We should be. We can be.
Yeah. No, it's very much the disagreements. It's like, you and I could disagree on a lot of things. I'm not going to hate you over it.
Oh, I am. I have, like, 3 voodoo dolls for the things we don't agree... I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh boy.
Right. So moving on. So it's Comic-Con while we're talking.
Yeah.
Like that's snuck up on me.
Yeah, I wanted to go.
You're never going to Comic-Con. You don't want to go to Comic-Con.
I do.
You do not want to go to San Diego Comic-Con.
I do.
No, you do. I'm telling you, you don't want to.
Why?
Because it's awful and it's expensive and it's super crowded and you hate crowds. And you won't be able to see half of what you want to.
Oh, good point.
Tell you what. Well, like, we probably won't, but we could, theoretically, this year. We'll go down to the Motor City Con.
Oh, I'd love to go.
Okay.
So when is it?
I think October.
Okay.
We'll look into it, and we'll go there. And that's, you know, that'll be better.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I fucking hate crowds.
And that's the thing, too, is you're going to have to spend how much money,
right, to get down to San Diego
on airfare. And then you should probably book your hotel now.
Yeah.
You'd hate it. In theory, sure, you would hate it.
Yeah,
you're going to get there and you're going to spend 8 hours in a line out of a 10-hour day.
In one line.
Well, in several lines, but yeah. Oh, I want to meet this guy. Cool. 2 hours. I want to see this panel. Sweet. 2 hours. Maybe you'll get a seat. Maybe you won't.
Yeah. Maybe you're right. Maybe I don't want to go to a Comic-Con.
Go to a Comic-Con. Don't go to the Comic-Con.
Right. Shit, I went to, it was down in Florida. It was a con for, like, Destiny. And it was cool. I saw a lot of the streamers and stuff that I followed when I was playing, and they were, like, ridiculously long lines. Like, just to, like, go shake hands and take a picture with the guy who makes YouTube videos every week. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool, but, like, it's cool for 10 seconds.
Do you know what? We make YouTube videos every week. Here. You can shake my hand. Look at that. You did it.
Sweet.
Same thing.
And I feel like I got a better experience out of this one. I didn't have to wait in line.
Nice.
I mean, again, it was cool. I got a bunch of pictures, and I got to meet a bunch of those guys, and there was even a couple people there that I would play the game with that I got to meet for the first time, like, in physical real life. That was cool as hell.
No, that's cool.
But that was it. I mean, also, my wife went with me instead of my brother, because he couldn't go, and so it wasn't as fun with her, because she had no idea what the game was, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, she's just like...
Yeah, it was yeah. Yep. Oh, this stupid game you play.
Sure, she says I'm a werewolf, Dan.
Oh, nope, I'm leaving that out of it.
Yep. No, we're moving on.
No, you're right. It's cool in theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if we do a Motor City Comic Con, that would be cool, but only for so long.
No, see, that'll be a good time. Depending.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to say...
I know what you're... I'm getting it. How far do you go?
Well, you know, like, we go to Livonia, right, for the mm-hmm. show. And to my understanding,
mm-hmm.
you don't have a comic collection.
Not anymore.
Right.
I did.
How much is, like, how much is there for you until you get bored? Kind of becomes a thing.
Right. Cause
like, you know, like I'll go with Chase in the past I have.
Uh-huh.
And he will go through long boxes and look through back issues and shit and he'll look for stuff.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. And so great. Like that's, but you're not going to do that.
No.
Right.
Well, that, and I think when I did have that collection of comics, I lost a lot of them in like a flood, which really Oof. Sucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, half of that collection was from Chase himself. So
oh, I believe that.
Or at least when I was hanging out with Chase and we,
I've got a decent amount thanks to him too. Back when we used to work together, he would bring me stacks of Uncanny X-Men,
uh-huh.
sell them for 20.
I had a few of those too.
I mean, like they were spares. He had multiple copies, so like it wasn't.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
Yeah,
because you would get a copy, and I got a copy.
I got a decent run, but neither here nor there. Let's uh-huh. think. So, like, you're not going to look through back issues.
Nope.
Right. You're not gonna hit up the artist booths.
Nope.
You're not going to be like, oh, hey, look at these figures of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be your thing either. So you're going to do like two laps and be like, all right, can we leave?
That's pretty accurate.
I'm not saying we can't do it. I'm just saying, you know, I already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, you know me how well.
Yeah.
But again, you're absolutely right. It's the crowds.
We find a smaller show.
We wear our RAI shirts.
Sure, so no one recognizes.
So nobody would recognize.
Just to ensure no one recognizes us.
Well, I'm going out of state here in a few weeks, and I'm making sure I got an RAI shirt so no one recognized me then.
Sweet. That's the... at least we know, though.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you guys were wondering, like, no point of us, at no point are we sitting in our towers going, oh, look at us, be internet famous. No, we're fucking...
Oh, we know it.
Yeah.
No, we absolutely know. We have a semi-successful show, but we're also not going around and signing autographs.
Well, I'll see, we put out a good show. I'm proud of the show we put out.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm proud of the show we put
but,
out.
But, yeah, we're, look, we know.
Oh, I'm super pro.
Like if at any point, though, like, if we're like, oh, I can't breathe poor people. Like, no. We are fucking around, I promise
yeah,
you.
Yeah, if you ever actually meet me and I say that, fucking punch me in the face. Full permission.
Shit, I could sell tickets to that.
I know.
That's not true. Everyone loves you, Tyson.
Doubtful. Doubtful.
No, see, you're good cop.
Well,
that you put out good cop aura. It doesn't matter. The truth is not important right now.
Okay, fine. The good cop aura, I'll take it.
You put out good cop. I put out bad cop. I know that.
Yeah, but at the same time, bad cop still has the most factual information. He still knows what he's talking about.
This is I can't just make a gesture. I've got to use words.
Yeah. I was just like, we're doing that at each other. It's like, oh shit. This is still in front of microphones and not cameras.
I thank fuck for that.
Yeah. Good cop, bad cop.
I mean,
it still works.
Well, I mean, because here it is, because I don't like to mince words. I mean, I don't want to come off sometimes.
Yeah. But you've never said anything untrue.
Yeah, honesty is important.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's important to me to be a good person, you know, even when it doesn't agree. Because that's the thing, like, it's easy to do the right thing when it benefits you.
Sure.
But, you know.
But how long does that go when you're just flat out lying?
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of a separate issue, but sure, you know.
I get it.
That's just life at this point, man, you know, fucking.
What the hell else are we doing here, right?
Right. Like, I was arguing. Here's a big surprise.
Arguing? Yep. Ooh, what?
I was on the phone with, like, I think it was Grubhub or something. You know, like, they fucked up an order again. Big fucking surprise. And, you know, it was I think it was the time when they told me I couldn't get a refund on my order. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I wanted a refund because they fucked it up so bad.
Well, they gave you completely different food, didn't they?
I think so. This was like a month ago, so I'm not.
Not 100% sure which time they fucked up.
Exactly. Because it happens so often. But here's the thing, right? I'm like, you know, here's like the three problems, and it was late, and this. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I just want a refund at this point. This is ridiculous. Like, I don't think I should have to be, you know, I don't think I should have to pay for this, what you called service. And they're like, well, sorry, we can't, because, ready? You had too many, this has happened too often.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They're like, well, there's been 11 instances where we've had to refund you in the past, so we've screwed up so much that you can no longer.
I was gonna say, well, then stop screwing up.
Exactly, that was my point, right? Like, yeah, shouldn't that be a warning to you that maybe you need to, like, work on your training or whatever? That 11 times you have screwed up so bad that you have given me a refund?
Well,
and you're gonna turn that on me? It's like, sir, I assure you, I would much rather not get a refund and just have my food right, so I wouldn't have to have this conversation.
Okay, so I kind of see why they would, like, oh, there's a lot of people who fake that shit.
I'm sure that's true.
But why would you have that service? Like, you go through it all the time.
I do, and that's the, you know, like, all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't know if it's in everyone else's homes, or, like, where everyone else lives, or if it's, or if I'm just lucky. But when it comes to the service industry, it, you know, because you hear about it.
Yes, I do.
It's constant.
It is. Yeah, the problem, yeah, it's constant how bad it is, but it's also constant how many times they get fucked over. But, like, stop fucking your clients over.
Like I say, you know, just how about?
Yeah.
Just do the thing right. Take pride in what you do, or try to. And if you can, maybe try to find something that's more for you. Like, look, times are tough, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And I get that, but maybe do good. I don't know.
Just do it better.
Ring the bell.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Look at that. Wow, it's been a while for that one. Another lexicon that we're not going to fucking do.
Oh, I do not want to work on the website.
No.
It's just unpleasant for me. I know there are people who dig it, and I'm sure what we want to do is super, like, I know it's not hard.
It's time consuming.
It's time consuming, and I hate doing it. And because of that, it takes longer. And I don't think there's been a time. I do not think there's been a time where I have done something to the website, like done some
major
that hasn't fucked something up.
I was going to say, every time we do something to it, something else kind of
throws
like, off the different coding and shit.
And I want to make it clear, I fuck something up.
I've done it too, so, and that's kind of why you took it over completely, and I don't touch the website anymore.
Well, division of labor is important, too. Right. But, yeah, you know, like, I want to make that clear, because it's not like, oh, well, it did it. No. No, I'm picking accountability, too, man. Fucking.
Yeah.
Like, when this guy, you know, I just get done bitching about someone not doing their driver. But, like, you know, that's on him. This one's on me. This is me fucking up.
At least you can admit it, yeah. People just don't like admitting it, either.
Right. Like, fuck. It's just, there are things I'm good at, there are things I'm not. You know, I work on the website, I break something else, and I spend another 3 hours trying to fix that thing, and now I'm all mad about it, right?
You forgot the first one?
Oh, it's like a vicious cycle.
I've done it before, too. I was going through it because I was looking at our, you know, what used to be our store. It's like, oh, I could use one of these again. Oh, I can't do that because we don't have a store anymore.
Well, I mean, you know, and here's the thing is the store still exists. It's just not open to the public.
Yeah.
Not even everybody, like anybody.
Yeah, it's not open anymore.
Like, we can go order shit if we want to because we fucking made it.
Right, and I that was the point. I went to go do that and I started fucking something up. I was like, all right, back.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, we'll worry about that later. But mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't want to screw anything up.
Ugh, is there value in anything we've said here?
Ring the bell.
Sweet.
Don't be a bad person.
I'm going to be amazed to see what comes of this.
You know what, though? When we did this the last time, people were a bit surprised,
mm-hmm.
but enjoyed it.
Well, and I hope that's true. Here's the thing. And maybe we said this last time. Who the fuck knows? It was a goddamn year ago.
Yeah.
Plus, probably. Well, you said Labor Day. I don't know when that is, but
it was around Labor Day when we recorded it because I got COVID on Labor Day, and I gave it to you when we recorded.
Yes, good. That's
that's
right.
That's why I remember the day.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad for you.
Yep. Well, yeah. Shit happens.
It does.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's part of my. And that reminds me, it's part of my fucking Amazon journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I talked about that. Mm-hmm. Like, I ordered some shit for Prime Day, guys. And, you know, the guaranteed delivery by. And, of course, they totally biffed the fucking delivery. Right? So I call that night, and I'm like, hey, you promised a thing. Like, guarantee yeah. means a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'm the asshole for holding people accountable right. to their fucking... And, again, a $500 billion-plus company
yeah.
can't
figure that out.
Can't fucking close.
Especially when you're paying extra to have it here by a certain day, and it's not.
Right.
Come on. Why did I pay the extra then?
Oh, yeah, like I'm irritated. Right. And, you know, so this is going to be super Cliff's Notes. But this was like a 4-day saga of them, like, lying to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, blatantly in some time. It's sometimes, like, provably just lies.
Yeah.
And some people who tried to help, but then people that they had to count on didn't follow through. Like, it was just an institutional failure. And then this thing that was allegedly destroyed in a car accident shows up at my doorstep the next day, completely fucking pristine.
Yep.
But like during the thing, so one of the thing is the shit happens.
Yeah.
Is one of their customer service reps actually said shit happens.
Wow.
Right. They're like, well, you know, I know it's, but shit happens. And I'm like, no, man, that's an acceptable answer when you're 19 and you don't want to show up to work on time. That's unacceptable.
Yeah.
From like a multi-billion-dollar corporation.
You were supposed to be here at 3:00 yesterday. It is what it is. Oh, fuck off.
Jake, you're fired. Come on. Yeah, shit happens. Fucking no.
No, that's not. That's such a bad excuse.
Right?
I fucking hate it.
And this is when they were selling me on the car accident thing. So I'm like, no, that's not the answer. Like, yeah, that sucks.
Yes, sure.
You know that, okay, maybe this guy got into a car accident and the van had to, the delivery had to stop on that van. They had to go back to the shop. Fine. That sucks. Hope he's fine. But here's what you do is you send another van out because you can afford it. You have another van and another driver and you have them finish the deliveries, right? Like to make your business efficient and make your, you know, make good on your obligation to your customer.
Yeah.
Like that's what you do.
That
you don't say shit happens and shrug at the guy.
Oh man, that bugs me so much.
I couldn't believe it.
That's astounding. And not in a good way.
Right.
Wow. Shit happens.
Right. Like, eventually, I mean, eventually that all worked out.
Right, but how much, like...
It's like 4 days of bullshit.
Yeah, I was going to say how much bullshit you got to wade through to get it.
It's like, that was on the back of that dentist debacle, like the thing with the fucking drive-through. Mm-hmm. And it's just Tuesday. Fuck you, Porter. That's how it goes.
But hey, we still got this.
We do.
This show.
And hopefully my bitching is entertaining. I try to make it entertaining is the thing. Like, this should be like a funny story kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you're entertained.
I laugh.
Yeah.
I laugh all the time anyway, though.
Thanks.
Frick. I mean, it's an easy audience then.
Well, yeah, but you're not even going to listen. Because you'll have heard it 6 times in editing, so you won't even listen when this airs.
I'll listen at least 6 times.
Oh, my God. So you're the one. You're our numbers, then.
Oh, no, it only counts for one. Any repeats doesn't count.
I don't know that that's true.
No,
I mean, I don't know. So
unless they listen on different platforms every time.
Didn't you used to do that, like, when we first started?
When we first started, yeah. Like, oh, I'll listen on the iTunes, and then I'll listen on Spotify.
It's like episode 3, and I'm like, oh, man, we got 20 listens, and you're like, yeah, 5 of them were me, and I'm like, you motherfucker.
I was probably, it doesn't like 2 or 3.
I thought we had people listening, and it's just you. What's fucked up is that's a true story.
Well, yeah, when we were first starting.
Oh, yeah, right in the beginning.
Yeah. It felt good seeing the high numbers. Yeah, and then we realized then, those like, weren't fake. High numbers.
Yeah, it feels like forever ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, Jesus, over 3 years.
Right?
Yeah, I think what we just released was number... This is going to be like 165 to 170, somewhere around there, depending on what's in between.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, that's the number of episodes we have out there.
Yeah.
That's craziness.
Well, here's the rub, right? Like, in the average episode, and I don't know that this is true because I'm not going to do math at you. I can't do math at you.
No,
but like the average episode, you call it, let's call it an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 180 hours.
Yeah.
And probably more.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, we had the ones that were less than an hour, but I think the majority,
yeah.
You know, we started striving for that 90 minute mark near about that.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to do the math. You can't make me.
Well, we've got, I mean, hell, there's even a couple of them that we hit over 2 hours.
Right.
And they're still entertaining.
I hope so. Well, you know, people like it. And, you know, and thank you, people out there, for listening and for having our backs. And,
yeah, let's take that moment for a second. Yeah.
Right? Fucking finally say something worth it.
Yeah. The people, especially people who've been listening, like, the entire time and sticking with us, being there week in, week out, or even the person who just found us.
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, I have to listen all the way through. Maybe skip ahead a few.
Yeah, we are notorious about disliking those early episodes.
Yeah, well, like, we look at the numbers for our very first intro.
Oh, it pisses me off. Yeah. The episode 1. Those numbers are massive in comparison to everything else.
Yeah.
And so I think about all the people who listen to that and went, ugh.
Never mind.
Right?
And it's, damn it. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer because the numbers show that's a very high probability.
Yeah.
Can't prove anything.
You hate to see it.
Right.
And it's like you don't want to get rid of them.
No.
But yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I get it.
And then it's like, where do you draw the line, though?
Right. Because do we just skip those first 5 then? We take them off air?
Yeah, I'd take more than 5. But then, like, where do you stop?
Yeah, but where do you
stop? You know, suddenly now we're just picking and choosing which ones we don't want anymore. And I mean, we can. It's our show.
If we really wanted to, we could do that, yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, well, what's the right thing to do here? You know, what's the best way to do it? And again, I mean, I use the word right thing to do. I mean, mm-hmm. It's whatever we want to, but at the same time. Like, what's the best for the show? What's the best for the audience? What's... You know, it goes back to shit like, nobody did this. Okay.
Okay.
But, there was a conversation not too long ago where it was implied that I'm like this massive piece of shit.
Oh, wow.
Right. And I'm like, well, yeah, no. And I'm thinking, well, no, absolutely. That's why, you know, we fucking, that's why we closed the store. Right.
Okay.
Because, like, I didn't feel good about gouging our fucking, well, yeah, our customers. Say, no, so, like, I'm the asshole, right? I don't care about the group. I don't care about the audience. That's why we're price gouging them in our store right now, right? That's why when we switched over to Ko-Fi, we grandfathered in the original patrons.
Yeah. Do I remember?
Well, no, I know. It's like, but no, but I'm okay. Like, I don't care, and I'm the asshole.
It's like, it's all that behind-the-scenes stuff that they refuse to look at.
Or just don't know. Maybe they just don't know about. Like, I mean, like, you can give them the benefit of the doubt now. But, you know, it's like, come on. Right. I hate to tell you. And Danny,
I'm backing you up 100%.
Well, only if I deserve it, man. Like, who cares more about this community than me?
I'll be here a while trying to think of that answer.
You know, like, I'm not sitting here trying to measure with you. I'm not saying you don't care. I'm not saying, you know, but...
No, but there's... Yeah, we built this community. We like seeing it grow, and then it doesn't grow or it shrinks, and you know, people kind of go at it with each other.
Right.
We hate it.
Like, that shit bothers me. Like, I don't... Yes. And you know, on a personal level, because you've had to deal with my ass this whole time.
But again, we built the community together.
Right.
So, yes, I... Yeah, there's nobody who... loves this community that we built together more than you. And maybe the only person close is me.
And, well, of course, you're second. Right. And, like, I'm not diminishing your shit at all.
I know.
But, like, let's face it, if there's a meter, I don't know why. Like, I don't know how we fucking quantify that. But
we don't have to. It's
right. But it just pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, man, you don't have any fucking idea, dude.
No.
Like, I'm not going to sit here and allegedly be goddamn perfect, but... You know, it's like when it comes to World, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. When it comes to this community, I give a shit. And I give, like, more a shit than maybe is reasonable.
I would agree, yeah. Sometimes this is not even, like, I don't want to say ration.
No, it's okay, though. I'll cop to it.
But at the same time, it's because you care. So, yeah. Like, and if anyone who doesn't see that, maybe take a second and look, and then... I'm saying, like, just take a second and realize.
No, I'm not. I heard you go, maybe you just go fuck yourself. And is what
with
I
all,
heard.
With all due respect, go fuck yourself. But I, with all due respect, no, I mean, in the most sincerest of ways.
No, like, I know that wasn't what, but, you know, I mean, like, I just heard your voice. Like, you did the pause, and I just heard you go fuck yourself.
I mean, it's in the most sincerest of ways possible. Take that fist. Just shove it right up your ass.
And then you can take your fingers and wave out your mouth so we know you've done it right.
Oh, wow.
It's contortionist. It's fine.
Oh, wow. Impressive, even.
No, that's it. Turnabout's fair play. Because, you know, it's so much easier, mm-hmm. right, to focus on the negative. Like, we as humans are kind of built that way.
Yeah.
You know? You always hear about, you know, my fucking girlfriend, she did that, you know, or, you know, my boyfriend, that son of a bitch, or, you know, my wife is such, whatever. You don't hear, you know what, my wife made a lovely dinner for us and then, you know, rubbed my feet when I got home. You don't hear that part. You hear the shitty thing. You hear, like, she fucking stabbed my dog. I don't know why. I don't know why that's what was in my heart.
Yeah, it's my like getting the 200 compliments, but then you got one insult, and that's the only thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing you focus. And so, like, because of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is important that we have some amazing people, you know, out there listening. We have some great people on our Discord. There are people that show up, and I am happy to see them usually every day.
Yeah.
But, like, every single time. It's like, yeah, fucking, I'm psyched. Hey, Drake's here. Fucking Drake's a great guy. Hi, Drake. Fucking every time. You know what I mean? It's like, it's good to see you, man. Fucking, there it is. You're a good person. There are a lot. Like, I'm not going to sit here and name everybody because then inevitably I'm going to leave someone out.
Yeah, and we'll feel bad.
Right.
We left them out. And
so,
just know.
Congratulations, Drake, specifically, for being the one that I named.
Well, that's the first one that popped in your head.
Right.
I get it.
But I mean, there it is. Like, there's some amazing fucking people. And.
Again, we built the community. We love the community.
I remember. I mean, it wasn't too long ago, and I guess I'm going to name two more people. Too bad. It was like 12:15.
Mm-hmm.
It's podcast day. More to the point, it was our first actual play.
Oh. Oh, shit.
And I don't think they knew it, right?
That it was podcast day?
Well, no. Of course they knew it was podcast day, but they didn't know. I don't think they knew it was the start of the actual play. I don't know if they did or not.
Okay.
I don't think they did. But two people, and specifically, Splats and Andre.
Oh, that's right.
They downloaded that shit at like 12:01. Like, they were so excited to hear the podcast of me. Oh my God, it's out immediately. Let's do this shit.
Yeah, cool. Being Eastern time.
Well,
yeah.
Andre's a goddamn Argentina.
Right, I was going to say, she's in Argentina.
I have no idea what time that is. It's podcast time, apparently.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter.
but like, that felt so great that there were people that were that excited to hear what we had to say. The dumb shit that comes out of our mouths. That they're counting the minutes that they can go to the site and download and listen to the new episode. That was so fucking cool.
Yeah, especially being the actual play, because we were a bit nervous on that one.
Yeah, that's the series that I said would never, ever happen. Oops. I'm wrong. Sorry.
It turned out well, though.
And I'm glad we do it and save the show.
Yeah, yes, it did.
You know, just the workload.
Yeah. Yes, the workload.
I mean...
No, it saved it. It saved our show, because we had a... We'll just call it a hurdle. And we
had a couple all at once, I would call it.
Yeah, but well, they kind of... The hurdles kind of stacked on top of each other, and it's like, okay, we're either going to climb this, or we're just going to knock it down and then walk away.
Right.
So I was like, all right, let's take a break and find out how to do that.
And, you know, there are times that self-doubt. There are times when it's like, what the fuck are we doing this for?
We're fucking human.
Yeah, you know, and it's like...
yeah, I get it.
But yeah, you know, we took that high. Then that break was so fucking needed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, us putting our heads together and going like, well, hey, you know, I mean, let's be honest. The actual play cuts our episode count in half every year.
Yeah.
Moral, you know, I mean, not every year. It's just the first time doing, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it cuts down on our episode count.
Yeah.
We sit down, we get to game again.
Which, huge win-win.
Right, and then that one story turns into two or three episodes. Fucking, that's great.
Yeah.
Suddenly, we're only responsible for two regular episodes a month, as opposed to the four.
Yeah, it saved us. And I love putting it on, too. It's become... Like, this podcast has been, like, my favorite thing I've ever done. It's such a big part of my life now. It's huge. I love doing it. Like, the editing can be stressful. It's like, do I have enough time?
Thanks, Lars and Matthew.
Yeah, well, I was going to bring that up, too. Yeah, those couple guys have been a huge help. They've offered, and they've done a few episodes for me each. It's such a... You guys, thank you. Getting your guys' shout outs right now. Big, huge help. Especially when it's come down to like, oh, I am just stressed for time at this moment. But I know how important this thing is to me and to everyone else. So to get that out, like everything else in my whole life gets put on hold. This is important to me. But I fucking love it and I wouldn't change it.
No, for sure. I know personally, I love being able to text you and be like, is it fucking done yet? Come on, you idiot. Where's the edit?
I mean, there have been a couple of times where it came down to the wire as far as timing, but...
Yeah, but that fucking has never happened. That text, no, it was just so heartfelt and sincere, makes me uncomfortable, so there you go.
That makes you uncomfortable.
No, it's true. Fucking real talk. There's a level of sincerity that just makes me uncomfortable. There's a point. Like, I can only go so far, and it's like, all right, well, now that we're done with the sewing circle, can someone make a dick joke? Like, fucking please.
Oh, shit, that limit was been hit.
Right?
Drop it down quick, now!
If we're getting too real, someone hit someone with a pie.
But the podcast itself being, like, so big in my life and so important to me, and then we get the game again. So, and not only am I, like, doing that again, but now I get to combine the gaming with the podcast.
Right.
It's huge. It feels so good. Oh, damn it. Son of a bitch.
Oh, shit.
Now I gotta leave that in?
That's the wraparound, dude.
Oh, fuck.
It's huge. It feels so good.
Wow. That happened.
Daniel Tyson, 2023.
That just fucking happened.
Oh, and you did that all by yourself.
I know, you didn't have to say anything. It was just your facial expression.
Just to share that with y'all, I was looking the other way, and then he said that, it was like, what?
How many people listening said out loud, that's what she said?
I can think of four people.
I was going to say, I can think probably
right
four.
Now, who maybe not said, with the, that's what she said, but just started cackling.
Oh, I'm sure. Even if you just want to go cackling, it's probably closer to seven or eight now. I can think of off the top of my head.
Right.
I can go through that list.
And isn't that great?
Probably did. Yeah.
See, this is the stuff we're talking about.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, just nothing I can do now.
So we broke that sincerity chain, too, yep, so now see, I feel like, better.
Good. You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Nah, he's going to need a minute.
Yeah, all right, got my breath caught. We're good.
You know what's crazy, too, is like you look back. And I don't listen to those. We talked about this the last time we did this episode.
Probably, yeah.
How I don't go back and listen to those old episodes.
Well, yeah, there's a good chunk you won't. I get it.
Yeah. And like still.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that shit ain't, that's not going to change. But I know, like, back in the day, Jesus, when we started, you know, back in fucking Scratch and Wolf, and I hate that we...
Oh, Summer
Rain. No, yeah, it was Summer Rain. Yeah, you know, in that cramped little fucking hot box.
Yikes.
But there was, like, a level of professionalism.
A little bit.
You know, which I don't think is a bad thing, but I look back to the general, like how we were doing. Like, mm-hmm. The deal was always wanted to be, like you're sitting down at a table with your friends and you're talking about.
Yes,
rules. That was always what the vibe we wanted to have. But I think of the stuff that got cut,
mm-hmm.
then, under the different editor,
compared to now.
Yeah, compared to now, like. Half of the jokes we made wouldn't have made it. Half of the personal stuff we said wouldn't have made it. We probably would have been edited for language to an extent.
But like, and I agree with you, because if we're taking all that out, we're a lot less personable.
And I hope we are, but that's not really up to me.
Like, I like being able to do those shout outs to the people who get on the Discord like daily and hang out with us.
Mm-hmm.
I like being able to say Lars and Matt, thank you so much for the help on the edits. That's a big deal. We like the community that we built. I have no shame in saying these people are my friends. They're more than acquaintances at this point. A solid handful of these more than acquaintances.
I agree. I mean, it's just, you know, the contrast. Like, you know, I mean, I think we're far less professional. But
oh, a good point, yeah, too.
You know, but we're, again, because of what would have been cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, we still cut shit. In fact, there's a bit earlier in this episode that got cut. You'll know nothing about.
Yeah, we can't tell you.
Right? You know, the last one, I don't know what it's ultimately going to be called, but right now we're calling it Drunk Drawer 5.
Oh, it's it's still Drunk Drawer Is 5. It, I just gave it a subtitle.
Okay. If it's still Drunk Drawer 5. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we might change it by then.
Yeah. But anyway, that episode, you know, the one before 8-1.
There you go. That works.
Had some substantial cuts.
Yeah. Substantial. Yeah.
You know, so it's like you hear us talking now. It's like, what the fuck did they cut? Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's,
you know, you get on a tangent sometimes.
Yeah. I was going to say that a few of those cuts were because of just a major tangent.
Yeah.
Kind of that whole episode was kind of a major tangent.
I'm surprised it aired.
I mean,
there's behind the scenes. Like I was adamant for a month.
It wasn't going out.
Yeah. That episode's not going out. It's going to be the first time we scrap an episode entirely. That the energy was off, and that this and that, and these were the reasons.
Yeah, first time we scrap an episode at Scratch and Wolf.
Did we scrap one in the...
Well, we scrapped a few. Remember the no. Cursed There's, Tribals?
But we're not... That's not us scrapping an episode. That's something happened.
I can,
that's the difference.
I can think of two.
Forever.
The very first Silver Fang episode.
Mm, you're right.
And then,
shit, you're right.
Our very first Bonar episode.
What? What's wrong with Bonars?
The very first one. We recorded it and never went out. We had to re-record it.
Why?
Because you couldn't hear anything.
But, no, see, that's not the same thing. That's technical issue. That's not, we can't air this. Okay. It's technically, there's something wrong and we can't air it.
I'm trying to remember the other one, but I know the very first Silver Fang.
No, I forgot about the, because you're right, because it was right after the Child of Gaia.
Yep.
And we still didn't have our format. And it was like...
Even worse.
Yeah. No one was happy. And...
All right. Leaving technical issues aside.
Yeah, because that doesn't count. That's...
I don't remember which episode it was, but... And I know we were going to scrap it, and we ended up saving it. Because, again, it was our last episode of Summer Rain. We ended up saving that one because it was all... laptop audio and not microphone audio.
But again, that's
and it still stayed. Yeah, we still.
But that's technical issue. That's not content issue.
Content. Yeah. Okay.
See, you're fucking one or the other, man.
There
were plenty of cursed episodes. Shit happened. You know, especially back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had someone fucked up and didn't turn a mic on, or the file got corrupted, or. There was an institutional failure where three of us each decided to clean up a facet of our storage without telling the others.
And we lost the episode completely. Right,
and we just assumed, like, oh no, it's backed up two other places. Meanwhile.
Yikes.
That one sucked.
Yeah.
That was a Grant episode. I don't remember which one. But that was a good episode. And I'm like, oh, I better clean up this email storage. And you're like, oh, I better clean up this editing storage. Yeah. And Tom's like, oh, I better clean up this. No one told each other.
It was the soundboard.
Yeah. No one told each other, so we deleted every copy of that show before it got into editing.
It never even went out, yeah. I mean,
we re-recorded and it was fine, but it was a bummer that...
We had to re-record it.
Yeah, it was an institutional failure, like everyone fucked up. Best of intentions, oops.
Yeah, I don't remember which episode it was, but I think content-wise, it was Silver Fang and then one other one.
See, I don't think there was another one, but I forgot the Silver Fang one.
I don't remember which one at this point.
But yeah, I thought that, you know, the one prior to, two episodes ago, I thought that one wouldn't go out. And then I remember, because, you know, then Danny sends the raw, you know, so I can listen back to it. And
let's give it a listen before we decide.
You know, this is the raw. What do we got? And it's like, okay.
Yeah, well, if we this part and we cut this part and maybe leave that out of it.
And like, oh, the energy's great here, and it's great here, and it's here, and then it's weird in these places.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the weird shit, but there's enough here that's the beginning of that's really funny.
Yeah.
I listened back. I loved the beginning of that episode. I'm like, we can't. What am I talking about? It's like, it's one of those times I'm, like, really glad to be wrong.
Yes. I agree. Because it...
Well. And you got that text from me. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, I was wrong. This is, you know, this and this. But other than that, we're gold.
Yeah, well, that's the unfortunate part, too, because there were those tangents that we had to take out. You know, there were parts in the middle of it that would have been awesome to stay and weren't really that bad.
We should do a cut where we release the episode and include those, but without any context surrounding it.
Oh, no.
So, like, here's, like, the joke, you know, like, the two sentences. Just out of nowhere.
Oh, man.
We don't.
No, well, no, but clearly not going to do that. Especially with no context. Good God.
But, like, kind of makes it funnier to me.
Well, sure. But, like, this isn't for you. This is for the rest of the
world.
Oh,
it could be. Could be a jokes on you scenario. Like, I'm, you know how opposed I am to April Fool's content, but.
So only in maybe, April, huh? Yeah. Maybe. The episode's only 20 minutes long. And it's just a tangent. That would be bad. Oh, man. No, we're not going to do that. Don't. Don't listen to Porter here.
Just don't tell people that. What's wrong with you?
Just that last 30 seconds. Forget everything he just said. Just that. Everything else, he's pretty fucking smart. So, listen to him.
This way it'll be a surprise when we do it.
But no, seriously, he is really smart. So, do listen to him.
I mean, I wasn't fishing, but thank you. This is very kind.
Well, I just told them don't listen to you. But
like, no, I know, but they don't need to be told that.
But I'm only saying that last 30 seconds. Everything else, yeah, maybe listen.
You realize that makes me want to say something wildly inaccurate and perhaps dangerous.
Yes, I was hoping you would.
Like, it's okay to drink bleach because there's so much water in our systems that it dilutes it.
Right, we're 70% water.
Right, it's just a good way to clean out the system. Right? See, something like that.
Maybe that's the wraparound.
Or a glass of antifreeze keeps you safe in the winter.
Oh, Jesus.
It's in the name, antifreeze. You walk out naked, it'll be fine. See, shit like that, you know?
Yep, I'm just going to shake my head.
Not only did you set me up,
mm-hmm.
but you invited it.
I did.
You actually said the words, well, no, you should say it. So I did.
That
was for you, buddy.
You're welcome.
Maybe.
Not endorsed.
No. I mean, we are endorsed, but...
We are indoors, yes. But we're not endorsed.
Sadly. It's weird that a company wouldn't want to get behind the guy telling you to drink antifreeze.
Especially like an antifreeze company. Listen to our product.
Yeah, for as many products as we use and talk about, and as much as we use... Like, where's our Death Wish coffee sponsorship? Where's our Simply Orange? I drink two things a week, sometimes four. Between two and four jugs of goddamn orange juice I drink a week. I drink so much orange juice, I am entitled to a free white Bronco. No sponsorship.
The glove doesn't fit. You must quit. God, you went there. Damn it.
What?
Nothing.
It's just a lot of OJ, is all I'm saying.
Yes, you do.
That juice is loose, man.
My God.
How is it? That trial ended 20 years ago.
Holy shit, did it really?
Well, around there.
Probably, yeah. I mean, you know, this is close enough.
I was in junior high.
Yeah.
That was in a wood shop, actually, when the verdict came in.
Really?
Yep.
Do you remember that specifically, huh?
I do remember that specifically, because the shop teacher was also the football coach, right?
Okay.
He didn't go by coach, which you would assume.
Sure.
But he was totally that guy.
Yeah.
Like, big barrel-chested dude, you know, with the fucking, the polo shirt. I think it was probably a Lions one.
Sounds so like every little wood shop teacher.
Right? You know, Mr. Daniels, who I am sure this is not true, but in my heart, I remember him as Jack. We understand why, but I also feel like maybe his parents had a sense of humor. Like, I'm sure his name was really like Kirby or something. I don't fucking know. But like in my heart, I always remember him as being Jack Daniels. And he was like one of those old school guys, you know, like he had the class clown Gary Cooper, which again, really was his name.
Yeah,
but it'd be like, Cooper, I'll knock you here tomorrow, god damn it, you little piece of shit. Like, I mean, you know, when he's screaming this at seventh graders, I love it. It's perfect. No one got it. Everyone's fine. There's just words. You can't get hurt. But he might have knocked you from here to tomorrow, though. Like, I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, yeah, it's like I said, it looks like every other shop teacher.
Right.
Just that big barrel-chested guy.
Right? It's like he'd bench any two of you.
Well,
yeah.
Seventh graders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it sounds better that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, the verdict was coming in. The jury was coming back. And so, you know, TVs, obviously every TV in that fucking school was tuned to that channel.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. And he turned it on. He's like, here's the thing. We're going to watch this because it's important. And I know everyone's talking about it anyway. But I don't want no bullshit afterwards. All right. Regardless of what happens, we're not having a discussion about it. I don't care about how we feel about it. I don't want to hear about it afterwards. We're going to watch it. We're going to turn it off. We're going to get back to work. You got it? All right, goddammit.
I imagine.
It's pretty close.
I can only imagine that, yeah. But, like, once it happened, I imagine he was the only one who actually reacted.
He did have a reaction.
I knew it. I knew it, yeah. Everyone's like, okay, we're just going to listen to what he said. No one's reacting to it. He does.
Wow. This was the same guy who gave me an 8-hour detention that I served 20 minutes of.
8-hour detention?
Yes.
How the hell does that happen?
I think officially it doesn't.
Okay.
Like, there was never a... I mean, it was not a fucking... This isn't Congress. There's not a hearing.
I get it.
But, you know, I did a thing... God damn it, Porter, that's a detention. Your ass is mine. 8 hours today. You better show up. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm him and Han, because, you know, they're the teachers you can defy and the ones you... I'm like, I'm not going to mess with Jack Daniels. So I show up, get to sweeping, which joke's on him. I fucking liked sweeping. The amount of sawdust on the floor of that wood shop bothered me. So, like, I get to fucking save this. People slipping all day. You know, nah, cool, I win. But here's the thing. Like, I'm doing that for 20 minutes, which, again, I'm fucking cool. one of his buddies showed up to visit him.
Oh.
Right? So it's 3 o'clock, and, like, Steve shows up or whatever. And he's like, hey, man, let's go get shots. Like, Porter, you learned your lesson. Go home. Don't do it again. Sweet.
I think that happened, not exactly, but it happened to me once. It was detention for whatever dumb reason. And the teacher didn't realize he gave that many people detention. So it's like, what are we going to do all the whole time? So he gave everyone a plastic knife. Take all the gum off the bottom of the desk and get out of here.
Damn.
But there was that many people. That everyone had a desk, and then we're all done. He collects all the knives, and then you're done. We went home.
I remember. How did this become the show?
I don't know, but we knew it was going to
just going to show up. Shit's going to happen. I was in sixth grade, and now where I was living at the time, you know, mm-hmm. sixth grade was still in elementary school.
Okay.
It was like a population issue. So, like, you went to junior high for 7th, 8th, and 9th, so your freshman year of high school was still in the junior high.
Okay.
All right. So it's the 6th grade. You know, we're still in elementary school. And we had, like, a sub and an indoor recess. And this was, like, the perfect storm because our teacher was the one who had the gym equipment locker.
Oh.
So we broke into the locker and grabbed the dodgeballs and had a dodgeball game in the class for recess.
That's beautiful.
He was not pleased when he got back to hear that we... And I mean, like, nothing broke, right?
No, but the fact that it happened...
Yeah, it was the thing.
I can see getting upset at it, yeah.
So, like, we were all given 1,500 sentences to write, and we were, like, on lockdown until we were done. So, yeah, you guys just don't get recess until you finish your sentences. Like, when Steve does, he gets to go. When Larry does, he gets to go. The rest of you just sit there until it's fucking done. Too bad. And, like, a month went by.
Oh, no.
And he had to, like, walk it back.
Because no one finished yet?
There's, like, 2 people had finished. And it's like, well, I guess I'm not allowed to deny you guys any longer.
Wow. Still.
Yeah.
We had some of the coolest subs, and then we had some of the shittiest subs.
Yeah, I mean, that's the story of my last math class. You know that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, where she, like, got fired for trying to bang a student, I guess.
Whoa, okay, no, maybe I don't know that story.
Yeah, my sophomore year. I forget the name of the math class. It was, like, my last math credit.
Okay.
And the first, like, 10 weeks, like, when those progress reports or whatever, conferences, mm-hmm. by that point, she had been fired for, like, trying to bang a student.
Oh, my God.
And they replaced her with a series of subs who they told would be the new full-time teacher. So they'd worked the sub for 89 days and then fired her.
I was going to say, yeah, it's got to be 89 because 90 is the probation period.
Yep. And that was the rest of the year.
So every 89 days, you get a new one.
Right. And that sub would come in and go, hey, guys, I'm Mr. or Mrs. Whatever. You know, I understand you guys have had a really tough time in this transition. it had to be really difficult and the uncertainty is really rough. So here's the deal, everybody. As of today, everyone has an A. And it's going to be up to you to keep that A. Let's all work together to have a great year every 89 days.
I was going to say, you've probably heard the same speech.
Well, no, because I only went to class like four more times.
I got the A. I'm good.
I got a C. I didn't turn in any assignments and I didn't do any tests, but every 89 days, my grade turned into an A again. So it just all averaged out into a C.
Wow. Impressive.
Right? I spent that whole year in the fucking art room.
I remember we had a substitute who was also a self-defense teacher. Yeah, he showed us some cool moves. I am not the same size as I was then, but I was kind of a scrawny little guy back then.
Yes.
This substitute teacher flipped me over his shoulder and back onto my feet. Again, self-defense teacher. So I grabbed a ruler. All right, what do you do if someone comes at you? And he, like, do this weird thing with his hands, and he knocked the rulers out of my hand. I'm like, okay, what if they come up behind you? And I put, like, the ruler to his neck, like it was about to cut his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did something else, and he flipped me over his back, over his shoulder, and in front of him, and now that ruler is against my throat. Like, all right, that's fucking cool. Don't mess with this guy.
Today, he would be in turbo jail.
Yeah, he would be.
I don't even know what that means, but he'd be there, man.
Yeah, no, because another student went to hit him. And again, he's a fast guy. He was in some kind of martial arts. He was a self-defense teacher.
You slap him or something?
Kind of. Pretty much. To the point where he ducked the punch and pushed the kid's face into a locker. Smacked his face right into the locker. You know, his family tried suing.
What mean you know that tracks?
But it was a substitute teacher, so all I did was resign and everything was fine.
Well, I mean, not for him, dude. He lost his job.
Well, yeah, lost his job.
Because, you know, he's not going to be at the elementary school next week.
It sucked because that kid totally had it coming. How is this the conversation we ended up
having? I don't know, but I also love the context of, like, we're in our 40s, dude.
Shut up. I'm not there yet.
It's like this shit was so long ago.
I'm not there yet.
Well, fuck you. You're 50.
No, I'm not.
I don't know how that works around. I'm not good at the math. I don't know how the math works.
It doesn't work at all.
Dog ears. I don't know.
Dog ears. 172. What? No, it's probably not even close either. I don't know.
This is dumb.
It's fine. It's back on a werewolf.
Is it? I don't know. I guess we're not, though, today.
No.
I mean, clearly.
Well, not yet. We will be.
Well, late, that's a different show.
Yeah.
Fucking. Yeah, you know, we just want to throw in for nothing. Just do whatever we want to do. Just hang out.
Well, here's the thing. We kind of do this already. Especially before a show, we kind of like to loosen up a little bit.
No, we do. We fuck around for a bit and warm up and bullshit.
Yeah, we bullshit and we have conversation and we talk.
Yeah, so really, this is just the shit we do before a show normally. Yeah.
So, at this point, yeah, we might as well record
it. It's just the behind the scenes, you know? We're going to edit a little bit of this and call it an episode and fucking... Yay, summer break.
Summer break? Jesus.
We fucked that up this year.
Yeah, we did. Oops.
Yeah. Well, fucking Tom's, like, probably in Jamaica right now.
Who knows?
But we're like, yeah, we should take a break every year. Yeah, we nickel and dime that right to hell.
Yep. Well, we said it. The Let's Play, or the actual play, cut our workload in half.
Well, right, but then we, like, rest. We're like, hey, Laurels, let's rest on those. What up?
Yeah, we rested a little too much.
We got, like, a month and a half backlog? Sweet, let's not record for a month and a week.
Yep.
It's totally what happened.
That's exactly what happened, yeah. And now we're trying to catch back up.
Hey, let's do another one of those little something difference where we just fucking bullshit.
This will help.
Let's just fill an episode with nonsense. The truth's coming out, folks.
Oh, man.
I'm not sorry.
No, it's fine.
I think we're allowed one of these a year.
I'm sure. Like, even if you don't believe it, too bad.
Yeah, right, like we're doing it anyway. Tell you what, straighten up, we'll do another one, goddammit.
what, like 2 or 3 weeks?
I mean,
we'll bring someone else on. We'll do it again.
There you go.
Hey, CJ, what you doing? At the same time, it gives these people, yeah, behind the scenes stuff.
You mean these? No.
Oh. It gives our people.
No, I know.
It gives.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, I hope you guys are just entertained. You know, window into our nonsense. And if not, now it's time for quiet and come back next week. It'll be back to normal.
Yeah, just, if you didn't like it, just don't say anything.
Yeah, just come back next week. Shut up. I think, you know, again, once a year for us to do this, I think is fine. Like, we don't make a habit of it, but this is for us this time.
Yeah, it's a little bit for us. And then again, we get to, you know, get a little personal. We get to kind of give a few shout outs and let you guys know what we've got going on and what we're doing. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any value in this whatsoever, but I hope it's entertainment value. I hope there's that.
I'll take that, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we're just, there it is, but we got to get going.
Because we got another one to record.
Yeah, we have a real episode to record after this. One? It's going to be about a topic around werewolf, and there's going to be people here. Yeah, we got Grant and Kaysen, so heads up for that.
Spoiler.
Oh, so you'll see, you got reason now. But, you know, I think if anyone's pissed about this episode, they have not made it this far.
So there's no apologies necessary?
Right, like, oops. Oh, shit. But, yeah, thank you, you know. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You know,
we can end on that one. Yeah. Big thank you, because, like I said, it's one of my favorite things I've ever done in my life, and I wouldn't keep doing it if it wasn't for the audience and the community we built. So, yes. Thank you. And thank you, Borer, because being able to do this with my brother, it's a big fucking deal. I mean, it's awesome. I fucking love it.
Well, fucking hey, Danny. Thank you. You know, I wouldn't want to do this without you. And you know, yeah, in terms of all you guys out there, you know, it does. It means the world. This is a labor of love, and you know, you guys standing with us, your support, however that happens to be, it's a big deal.
Yeah, all of it.
So that said, on behalf of me and Danny, I don't feel like doing the whole spiel, so I'll just say, thanks again, and we'll see you next week, and enjoy what's going on with the actual play. And
send your feedback.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys later. You all take care.
See ya.
See ya.
It's huge. It feels so good.
Fuck. It's huge. It feels so good. Daniel Tyson, 2023.